Welcome to the Does This Pass the Bechdel Test episode of Forgotten Failures. This is something when we first started talking about the podcast, we wanted to include the Bechdel Test just because it'd be kind of funny.
In the segment of every episode.
In the segment, but we did it, I think, the first episode and then forgot.
We forgot about it. Also because the second movie so obviously didn't.
Though. Yeah.
But it would still be worth mentioning.
So we just wanted to catch up. We wanted to do a quick run through the movies that we have watched.
Yes, four
and,
so far.
Discuss whether or not it passed the Bechdel test.
Okay, so...
No spoilers, but none of them do.
Now, my knowledge of the Bechdel test is that the question is, does it involve two women talking about something other than a man? Now, what are the other requirements of this?
Okay, so it's fairly simple. Are there, when you're looking at a movie, you're watching a movie, there are...
Or any other piece of entertainment.
Yeah, any fiction,
a
any
book,
work of fiction.
A book even.
Yeah, any work of fiction, there are three questions. The first question is, are there two or more women in the movie or in the work of fiction who have names?
So they're not just minor random characters.
Not randos. They cannot be randos. The second question is, do they talk to each other?
They talk to each other.
Yep.
Rather than through some sort of intermediary.
Yeah.
Or as part of a larger group.
That's correct. And then the third question, which is the most important question, do they talk to each other about something other than a man?
Yes. Is that the only thing they talk about? Or are they like male characters in movies where they can talk about other stuff, like fighting crimes?
Yeah, do they have any goals
buildings,
or dreams or...
playing sports.
Anything that, you know, is on their mind other than nailing down a mate and procreating?
But actually, they could talk about procreating. They could talk about they could talk about children.
What I'm saying is, that's true. But yeah, those are the three simple questions. They would all have to be answered yes.
Yes.
Essentially. If any of them are a no, it has failed the Bechdel test.
As follows. Yes. That's how they should be answered.
Yes. Yes.
So the first movie was Frozen Assets. There are a lot of female characters in this movie, but does it pass the Bechdel test?
It does not.
I don't think so.
No.
There's a scene where Shelley Long talks to a woman about something other than a man, but I don't think that character has a name.
No, that character does not have a name. And in fact, I think her husband was there with her.
Yeah, but that was there, but he didn't say anything.
But yeah, the woman was not named, was not a named character. So it doesn't really matter. She does talk to Jomisha, the hairdresser, but it's really all about men and dating and being made over.
That's right. They do talk about how maybe they should go to Hollywood for some reason.
Yeah.
Does the conversation have to be entirely about things other than a man? I think it does.
Yeah, I think it does.
At least one conversation that doesn't mention a man.
Yeah.
So whereas the Jomisha conversation, a lot of it was
the majority
makeover oriented.
Yes.
And why do you get a makeover?
Because you're in love.
To snag a man.
Of course.
You gotta become a man trap.
I actually just had that conversation with my hairdresser.
Jomisha.
My hairdresser is not an African-American woman. She is an Eastern European woman.
Huh.
But she had the same conversation with me where I recently was thinking of getting my hair cut off into a bob again. It's very long right now.
Bob again.
And she suggested, she asked me if I was single, and I said yes. And she said, well, no, don't cut off your hair until you've got a long-term
boyfriend. So that day, your life did not pass the Bechdel test.
No!
hairdresser interfered with your conversation to bring up men.
Yep. Yep. So, I don't know. So
Frozen Assets does not pass the Bechdel test. Final mission.
Womp womp.
Yes.
Final mission. Interesting enough, there are not two females in a scene together whatsoever. Yeah. There are three women in the film. Four, if you count the mechanic's girlfriend that's sitting back in one episode.
She's
in a long shot. Like, she's back.
There's the girlfriend of the guy who crashed into the mountain at the beginning of the movie.
One.
There's a girlfriend of the other guy, Outlaw.
Outlaw, that's two.
She's possibly the number two major character.
Yeah. And then the third one is the Dr. Anderson?
I think her name was Tara.
Yeah,
she's,
Anderson.
She's there during all their training things in the virtual reality lab.
But the...
They never even encounter
women never interact with each other. Kind of barely interact with the men.
Yeah, strike two.
Yep. So, yeah.
The third movie was Society. This movie has a lot of female characters as well.
It does.
You've got your the guy's sister, Jenny. You've got her mother.
And that's the thing is there's too much sex going on in this movie for the conversations not to involve men. The women talk to each other some, but it's usually about, you know, having some weird, like...
Orgy.
Yeah, some weird shunt orgy, or, oh, hey, look, your boyfriend's cheating on you. Doesn't that suck? While we're sitting out in the car watching.
Yeah. See, most of that conversation is actually about how Clarissa is a bitch. But they also mentioned that Billy is not to be trusted as well.
When the whole reason that they're there is to spy on this girl's boyfriend.
Yeah, they wouldn't care about Clarissa if not for Billy. There's also a scene where Jenny talks to her mother, as recorded on the tape recorder, about her coming out party.
Yeah, but that coming out party is all about wining, dining, and 69ing.
Yeah, they mention her escort and... other factors that will come into play at the coming out party.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, there's just no hope for society.
And whereas the male conversations do often talk about things other than women.
I will say that in society, at least, the women seem just as powerful as the men. Like, yeah. they seem just as important as the dudes.
And they even have Clarissa's mother character as the sort of character introducing chaos to the mix, which mm-hmm. is normally a male role, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
But she doesn't even talk, let alone talk to
anybody. No, she only coughs up hair.
She communicates.
So maybe that counts. She's not named, though.
She communicates with Clarissa, but we can't understand what's going on there.
Yeah, just weird, like, grunting, I think. So yeah, society is a no-go.
Then we get to our fourth movie, The Quest / Frog Dreaming / The Go-Kids / Der Geist in Jaeger.
The interesting, well, sad thing is this one also does not pass the Bechdel test. The two main girls in this movie, which is the, I guess, girlfriend of the main character.
Yeah, well, they're sister. The future girlfriend.
Yeah, the future girlfriend. They're best buds. They're like prepubescent buds. Yeah, they're my girl in it. But there are scenes where the girlfriend, I forget her name.
Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
Talk to her younger sister, Jane, right?
Yeah, but they're usually talking about Cody.
Right.
I mean, and Wendy's feelings about Cody.
The annoying thing is that it seems like all the kids in this town are girls, except for Cody, played by E.T. star Henry Thomas.
Yeah.
He's the only boy in the
town.
He's
a stud.
Otherwise made up entirely of prepubescent girls and adult men.
Yeah, wearing short shorts.
But these girls talk about nothing but Cody.
Well, he's the only boy in town.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you blame him? So yeah, those are the movies. We're caught up now.
What about in The Quest / Frog Dreaming when... Do they talk to their mother about anything at any point?
Oh, that's true. Was she named?
I don't know.
Maybe
she was named in the credits, but we never heard her name during
just
the movie.
Just called Dum Dum.
It's one of those movies where, like, the credits are entirely filled with characters with names, but, like, 20 of them you never saw.
Oh, no. I really don't think this passes because they did talk. Because there's that scene, you know, with the chicken foot and the little sister's, like,
putting
the chicken
foot. Yeah, the little sister's bedeviling her mother with pranks.
So there's that scene where they're talking, the dad's, like, doing something off in the corner, and they're talking to their mom about going on a picnic.
Yeah.
But they're talking about going on a picnic with Cody.
And
so,
there's there's the part where the little girl asks her mother, can you get herpes from French kissing?
Yeah, which I think involves boys. It might not, I'm assuming. But yeah, so I don't really think, I think that's the closest.
No, I don't think so.
That's the closest that we've gotten.
And certainly every adult conversation is between two men, I would say.
Yeah.
Except the scene where the parents are talking and her father belittles her mother for being afraid of stuff.
Yeah, Wendy's mom and dad have mm-hmm. a conversation that... almost, I mean, it's a lot of dad jokes in there that I enjoyed, but almost abusive, like almost an abusive level.
Although he is a dad, his dad jokes are more confrontational than your typical dad joke.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Is there anything else on this?
No. It's four movies, and none of them passed the Bechdel test. Hopefully the movie starring Mick Jagger and Dennis Hopper will do better, but I'm not so sure about that.
And just for the record, this episode does not pass the Bechdel test either. So...
So that concludes this mini episode, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's it.